The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
As a listener says, we now know the real reason why Leo Varadkar resigned as Taoiseach. He wanted to be sure he'd have a Sunday off in August to go see Kylie Minogue at Electric Picnic. Don't think it stopped him as Taoiseach going to see Kylie when she played here before.
Not at all, no. Sure, he's entitled to his nights out.
John Cadell is with us to run through the Electric Picnic lineup. And your prediction on Tuesday evening did not happen. No Stevie Nicks.
No Stevie Nicks. It was just a hunch that I had, and I said at the time that given that she's in the Three Arena in June, oftentimes you'll get a standalone gig and a festival appearance. And they always seem to have a legend for the Sunday night. Now, that's what made me figure Stevie Nicks, but, you know, Kylie Minogue, also a legend. So, nice job, Electric Picnic. Kylie headlining the Sunday night.
Which has been for a party finish.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can't imagine, like, why wouldn't you want to see Kylie Minogue? She's, like, what, 36 years into a career now, into a music career? Hit after hit after hit, still relevant, as Padam Padam pointed out last year. She's a must-see, absolutely.
Okay, so who else? Who are the other big names on the list?
Well, on the Saturday night, headliner is Calvin Harris, so again, party atmosphere. The Friday night is Noah Kahan, who's sort of gone supernova since this time last year, and support, I suppose you'd say, on the main stage from Jerry Cinnamon preceding him. So a bit of an acoustic-y, guitar-y-based night on the Friday for the main stage. You've got Calvin Harris, of course, on Saturday, and then Codaline are just below him. And then Kylie and Ray. So, I mean, that's going to be a dance marathon.
Now, one of the big hits of last year was the Wolf Tones. Yeah. I see they're back again.
They're back again, and it's funny, it made me laugh. They've put them, I think, in the third linings of the lineup, but it says right underneath the Wolf Tones on the main stage. Because everyone said last year they were in the Electric Arena, and it was the biggest crowd I think any artist had ever gotten for EP. So they said if they're coming back next year, and of course, it's their sort of farewell tour. They said they need to be on the main stage. So as Melvin Benn said to Ray Foley earlier on, of course, they were going to put them on the main stage this year and delighted to get them again.
And then when it comes to our other Irish acts, I see we've got the likes of Kneecap will be there.
Yeah.
And also Damien Dempsey
and Kneecap, and also Jazzy is there. Codaline, of course, headlining. There's a fair few Irish acts on the lineup this year again. So The Scratcher there too, another Irish band. Moncrief is there. So they've... good representation from the home turf.
Okay, the text messages coming into 0874 100 102 are not particularly positive.
They never are.
Yes, they can be. Right, I'll give you some of them here. Ian in Meath in Slane says, that EP lineup is diabolical, worst ever, and I've been going for 15 years, totally aimed at 20-somethings other than Kylie. It's Longitude 2.0. Hardly no rock acts. Used to be a great, diverse and eclectic festival. No more. I'd be selling my ticket. Another one says, been to every picnic since 2005. Selling my ticket this year. Just not enough bands for me.
But that's what I'm saying. People say every year there's as much complaining about the lineup as there is about the elation. I mean, the thing about it is, this is the initial lineup. And for an initial lineup, I actually think it's better, absolutely better than the last couple of years. There is some rock there, albeit not much, but this is only the first wave of acts to be announced. They always add at least two more layers of acts onto Electric Picnic.
But not headliners.
Not headliners now. So these are our headliners. But, you know, Kasabian are there on the list, and they're probably going to be headlining the Electric Arena, or will be earlier on the main stage. There's no legends as such, apart from the Wolf Tones, no heritage acts. The Waterboys are there, but usually have one or two heritage acts to headline the Electric Arena. We may see them in the second tranche of names.
I see Sophie Ellis-Bextor is there.
Well, of course, she's had the unexpectedly most successful year of her career, I think, thanks to Saltburn and Murder on the Dance Floor. So yeah, she's here. She's been touring on the back of that as well for the last couple of months. And she played in Fairview Park last year in support to Soft Cell, I think. And she, by all accounts, she was the standout of the entire night.
Okay. I wonder though, has Electric Picnic become almost an event that it's a social occasion for the weekend and it almost doesn't matter what the music is?
Well, it's always been billed as a music and arts festival. So there's music is only one part, albeit a big part of what they do. But there's so much more around Electric Picnic than just the music artists. There's like, you know, there's the Salty Dog stage, there's the experimental stuff, there's the The name escapes, but you like it. The Speaky Place.
Spoken Word.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? God, I should know. Yeah. I've done podcasts on there the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's my Friday brain. But there's so much more else going on. There's also all the different types of food that you can experience. There's the whole thing, if you're into it, about camping and taking the camper van. So it's literally a escapist weekend. And the music is a large percentage of that, but it's not the main reason that people go.
Yeah, I wonder though, is it going to be overshadowed by all of the other gigs that are coming up over the summer months? I mean, it's a big year for gigs between Lansdowne Road and Croke Park, isn't it? Between Taylor Swift, AC/DC, Coldplay.
Well, when you say overshadows, do you mean in terms of column inches? Because it is sold out, so it's not like they have to try and go on a ticket selling spree. Maybe it mightn't get the amount of column inches that it normally does, but we do have Taylor Swift coming. We do have Coldplay, as you said. And AC/DC, I think, are on the same weekend. They're in Croke Park, the same weekend that Electric Picnic takes place.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thank you very much, John Cadell, for joining us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.